Hello, everybody, and welcome to the preseason edition of Massive Match Day. My name is Matt Goshard. I'm joined by Chris Landis and Patrick Murphy from the Massive Report. The show is brought to you by Old North Arcade. Thank you so much to them for being our sponsor. Old North Arcade is located at 2591 North High Street in Old North Columbus. Check them out. They've got craft cocktails, craft drafts. Craft drafts are half price during happy hour, and a whole lot of arcade cabinets and arcade systems, console systems for you to check out and play, all for free while you're drinking at Old North Arcade. They're open most days from 4 to 2:30 in the morning, and they're a great spot to check out after a crew match. Old North Arcade, our sponsor. Check them out at oldnortharcade.com. Follow them on Twitter and Facebook, and thank you so much to them. Let's get right into this, guys, and talk about this final preseason match for the crew in the Desert Diamond Cup tonight. Give me your thoughts on how the Desert Diamond Cup has gone so far.
I think from the little that we've seen, obviously only two of the matches have been, you know, streamed or whatnot, but I think so far they're very similar, at least from what I've seen, is they're very similar to what they were last year, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, I don't think, aside from fact that they keep conceding goals. The talk at the end of last season obviously was with the guys on the back line that came in midseason in Suaro and Harrison Offal, that, you know, they were going to make the difference defensively, and they did, you know, obviously in the playoffs and end of the season. But you know, right now, no shutouts in the preseason. They've given up 5 goals in 3 games, so that's kind of a concern going in, but you know, I don't know if it's a major concern.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to learn too much about the team in preseason. Berhalter is, you know, very close to the vest type of guy. And this team's going to look a lot like it looked last year regardless. We kept the core of the team together, you know, jettisoned some role players, but the main core of the team's together. And I think the real difference in the team from last year to this year is going to be in the deployment of a plan B. If there is a plan B, and he's obviously not going to tip his hand on that in preseason. So I don't think anyone should read too much into preseason results. Obviously, guys aren't going 100%, and it's not going to be anything too major.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because recently Sean Mitchell from the Dispatch asked Berhalter when they were in town about, you know, if there was, we were talking about the new forwards and kind of their roles that he sees them fitting in, and Berhalter said that, you know, there's a possibility that they can play two strikers. Now, he said that before, right, and, you know, they typically don't. But you saw last year when they needed goals, you know, in the MLS Cup, in the games when they were trailing in the playoffs, you know, Montreal and whatnot, that they did throw on Jack McInerney, and, you know, it was kind of disjointed and whatnot. So I do think Berhalter realizes that there needs to be at least a plan B for those type of situations, if not for, you know, certain games and things like that.
Yeah, exactly. And you're not going to see that in preseason, though. You know,
still. No. And I do, well, and one more thing. I do think you saw, while the formation and whatnot didn't change, the way that they played against New York was very different than the way we saw them play all season. You know, they, especially in that second leg, they sat back a little bit more. They kind of let New York come onto them. So we have seen Berhalter make changes tactically to, you know, kind of adjust to a game. And that was the biggest one we've seen in the 2 years he's been here, because most of the time it's, we're going to play our game and they're going to have to deal with us. And they knew with New York that that wasn't going to work.
Yeah.
So for tonight's match, the final match of the Desert Diamond Cup, what are you happening? Are they going to be going for a win? Are you going to be seeing your normal players out there? What's your thoughts?
You know, I think more of the same. You know, it's the end of the preseason, and they, so they want to get, you know, guys out there and make sure everyone's, you know, fully fit and whatnot. So you may see guys play longer. I think the longest anyone's played is 62 minutes. But, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if Berhalter again goes with a strong lineup. I don't know if he'll go with what he'll do on opening day, but I expect that they'll probably run out those guys. And maybe they'll not do it from the start, but, you know, he wants to see those guys together, and he wants to get a sense of how, you know, his close to opening day starters are going to play, I would guess.
Yeah, it's probably going to be, you know, if not, no one's going to play 90 minutes, obviously, but I would expect to see the first unit of guys for a decent amount of time, at least 30, 45 minutes as a unit.
So in this game, you got a third and a fifth place team playing each other in New England and Columbus, yet on the Desert Diamond Cup schedule, it's listed as a championship. So I'm not 100% sure what that is, but does anybody care? Do the players care? Do you guys care? Is there really any sort of, with this being listed as a championship, is there any sort of meaning in this at all?
Go ahead, Chris.
No meaning. This is, no meaning.
Yeah, I would agree. That's weird that they call it that, because third and fifth usually do not a championship game make unless you have some sort of playoff. But yeah, I mean, I don't think they'll, you know, I mean, obviously it's always nice to win something, but you know, you just want to get through the game, no injuries, getting a, you know, continuing to build better sense of camaraderie and, you know, togetherness as a team and all that and whatnot. So, you know, I wouldn't think there's too much stock on the result, but, you know, I'm sure they won't be upset if they win the game.
All right, and with that, one final thing before we wrap up, it's time for Chris Landis around the league on Massive Match Day.
This is Chris Landis with a look around MLS with some preseason storylines to watch. Two Western Conference powerhouses are in full retooling mode as LA jettisoned Omar Gonzalez and Juninho and brought in some aging stars, Ashley Cole and Nigel De Jong, as well as MLS standout Mike McGee. Other big names on the move, Brad Davis went to Kansas City from Houston. That was something definitely to watch. A little closer to home, Didier Drogba had a big saga this offseason. Am I retiring? Am I staying? As of now, he will be playing in Montreal. Other second-year players to watch include David Villa out in NYCFC, Kaká in Orlando. Speaking of NYCFC, they have a new coach already, Patrick Vieira, never coached before, but obviously knows his way around a pitch. Also, big news potentially breaking just today on Twitter, Jeffrey Carlisle has put out there that Tim Howard is pretty much signed, sealed, and delivered going to the Colorado Rapids. He's rumored to be getting paid $2 million a year in salary. That is the top salary for a goalkeeper in MLS. He will be finishing his season with Everton and coming in the summer. And Arsenal will be coming for the MLS All-Star Game this year. Plenty of other stuff to watch in preseason. Check back with us next week for a wrap-up of preseason and some previews of the first week of MLS action.
And thanks again to Chris for that. Thanks to Old North Arcade for Massive Match Day. And be sure to look for us every match day, a little bit before the game, something to listen to, some information that you need to know before every single Crew SC match. For Chris Landis and for Patrick Murphy, my name is Matt Goshard. Thank you so much for listening.